Another 5-minute mystery. I say is calling, sir?
Jack Curtis of the Evening Record.
Oh, yes, Mr. Curtis. If you will follow me, sir, Mr. Fuller will see you.
Mr. Fuller?
I'm Leslie Fuller. It was my father who was killed.
According to reports, the case isn't progressing so well.
No, it isn't, Mr. Curtis. Seems to be a complete mystery as to who could have killed my father.
I wonder if it might be possible for me to talk with the other members of the household.
Oh, yes, of course. It's just my sister Barbara, Barton the butler, and myself.
Did you ring, sir?
Oh, yes, Barton. Mr. Curtis would like to talk to you and my sister. Do you go for her? She's in her room.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fuller, were you at home the night your father was killed?
I'm a radio news commentator, Mr. Curtis, and at the time my father was killed, I was on the air.
Oh, I don't believe I've ever heard you on the radio, Mr. Fuller.
It's quite possible that you haven't, Mr. Curtis. My commentaries are broadcast in short wave, unless you had a shortwave receiver.
Oh, yes, yeah, of course.
Did you want to see me, Leslie?
Oh, yes, Barbara. May I present Mr. Curtis of the Evening Record? He wants to ask you some questions.
How do you do, Mr. Curtis?
Oh, how do you do?
You remain also, Barton.
Yes, sir.
Where were you at the time Mr. Fuller was killed, Barton?
I was in the kitchen, sir. I was helping cook polish the silver. When I heard the shot, I ran into the drawing room and found Mr. Fuller slumped over in his chair.
Shot through the head, wasn't he, Barton?
Yes, sir.
And where were you at the time, Miss Fuller?
Oh, I was here in the library. I was lying on the sofa listening to Leslie on the radio when I heard the shot. I never missed
radio? Him. What radio?
Oh, that old portable over there on the desk.
Oh, I see. Where is the cook, Mr. Fuller?
She left this morning. She was terribly upset, and the police said it would be all right.
I see. Oh, that's a very beautiful picture of you there on the desk, Miss Fuller. Do you have another one like it?
Why? Yes, of course, but...
Oh, I don't want it for myself, Miss Fuller. I want it for my paper.
Just what are you driving at, Curtis?
Just that your sister's picture will appear in the paper tomorrow under the headline, Daughter Murders Father.
But that's fantastic. You have no reason in the world to believe that I murdered
him. No, I don't, do I? Well, you made one statement that convinced me immediately that you were lying.
What was the statement that led Curtis to believe that Barbara was lying? In a moment, we'll let you know, but first... Back to our mystery.
Yes, Miss Fuller, you made one statement that convinced me immediately that you were lying. Your alibi was that at the time the shot was fired, you were lying in here listening to your brother's commentary on the radio. That's impossible, Miss Fuller. Your brother broadcasts on short wave. Short wave is something different, Miss Fuller, and requires a special receiving set. You could hardly expect me to believe that you heard your brother on that old portable radio you have here. It just wouldn't work. Get your hat and coat, Miss Fuller. Where you're going, you'll have a long time to figure out the intricacies of short wave.